The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 26. As a thief, oh my goodness gracious. Jeremiah, you're so cold where you just as a thief is ashamed when he is found. So is the house of Israel ashamed. They, we're talking about the whole house. And he says, they, their kings, it's right there in the Bible, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets. Wait a minute. That pretty much covers all the leadership, don't it? Saying to a stock, thou art my father. That's wood, y'all. And to a stone, going to a statue, saying something like, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me. Uh-oh, we're talking about Israel. Turn their back to me. And not their face. But it's right in the Bible. I'm looking at it. In the time of trouble. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there is a time called trouble? I mean, there's like a particular time that is designated as, come on, talk back, please. Trouble. They will say, arise and save us. When the trouble comes, they're going to turn around talking about, get up and save us. I'm reading it. But where are thy gods that thou hast made? It's in the Bible. Let them arise. Wait a minute. Go get them. Let them arrive if they can save thee in the time of thy, talk back, for according to the numbers of thy cities are thy gods, O Yehuda. Wherefore will you plead with me? Y'all have transgressed against me, and in vain I have smitten your children. They have received no correction. When you whoop a child and they don't get corrected, that's a bad child. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. I want to speak from the subject, you Hebrews. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Come on, look at somebody and say, you Hebrew? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You may be seated. You can look at anybody and just tell them, you know you ought to be ashamed of yourself. When I was growing up in the country, and this was before we had come to the light of the fact that we were the bloodline descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Yahzik, and Jacob. We didn't know that we were the very people of the book. And it is still very intriguing to me how so much of the biblical culture was just built in to the quote-unquote black American culture growing up here in the United States of America. It amazes me how so much of this biblical culture was in our DNA. We didn't even know why we resembled this culture. We used to just say, those folk are just like us. But we had no idea that those folk were us. By the way, let me not get too far without saluting the 12 tribes of Israel that are still scattered, according to the manuscript, all over the world. And not only to the 12 tribe bloodline descendants of Israel, let me also salute all of the family that now adopted into this glorious family of the children of Israel, because we are what? One. And we all are family. Growing up as a Hebrew, it was not strange for you to go out and do something wrong. And then get caught. And you know what would happen, you know, as a child, most of the time, when you out doing something you ain't got no business, you running out with folk who ain't had no good home training. Amen. Most of the time when you end up in trouble, I'm talking about me now, it was because I was hooking up with my so-called friends across town. Yeah. And, you know, you go to the thrifties, amen. Back then, they didn't have, they weren't playing video games back then. We was reading comic books. And you know, your friends go in the store and come out with comic books all under their shirt and in their sleeve. You'd be like, where did you get that? Oh, man, I didn't have no money. You stole it? Oh, I'ma tell. You better not tell. They go on and on like that. Let me tell you what would happen. We had deacons, this is a true story, and church mothers. My mom was one of them, but I'm just saying, we had church mothers and deacons. It's a true story. They would see you out hanging out with the bad crowd, doing something you ain't got no business doing. Whether it was ditching school, whether it was walking on railroad tracks, doing whatever, drinking, or kicking up, saying, trying to sneak out with your girlfriend, supposed to be in class, or whatever. And you know what would happen? I'm talking about me. It seemed like they would let everybody else slide. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm almost through. They would let you slide. They would let you slide. Smitty's here to tell you. They let everybody else slide but him and his brother. They would pull us to the side for some reason. Everybody else acting a fool too. And they say, come here. Alexander, come here. Or they say, Mark, come here. He's like, yeah. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, why you tell us that when you see all these other people? Because I know your mama. I know your daddy. And I know, watch this, I'm telling y'all, this is a quick sermon. And I know you know better. So this is what would happen. This is back in the day, they don't do it no more. Whoever caught you, you got a whooping. I'm talking about where they caught you. They didn't even call home first and say, is it all right if I spank him for acting a fool out here? They wouldn't even call home. They would catch you out there, tell you you ought to be ashamed of yourself, and you praying that they don't tell your mama, that they don't call your daddy. And oh, Don't let them tell you to get in the car. I'm taking you home. Why does so-and-so have to bring you home? They didn't have to say nothing. Just drop you off. When they see the car, drive off. Wait a minute. Who brought you home? And then we get another whooping. And then if it was bad enough, Javon, I'm trying to tell you, man, pops will come home later that night. Word done got all over the city. Everybody. Okay, let me get out your way. I'm not going to, I promise you, this is my sermon. This really is my sermon. The one that caught you in the street tell you, y'all be ashamed of yourself. Then you get home and mama at the house. She hear about, well, you know better than that. Y'all be ashamed of yourself. Then your dad come home that night and said, so I heard that Deacon Carter had to pick you up from downtown. What was you doing down there? So you act like, so now I gotta have everybody in the city watching you. I gotta, you know, making you just feel bad. Then you're gonna get a whooping that night. And watch this. Don't let the offense be too bad. Alex, I'm just telling them what was the truth growing up. When you got to church, folks, well, I heard about you getting in trouble by doing such and such. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And in your mind, you're thinking, to me, what I was doing was not that bad. I wouldn't be ashamed if all of y'all wouldn't keep telling me how ashamed I should be. Because to me, it wasn't that bad. Do you get that? Did you catch that one little illustration? See, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter what I thought about my behavior. Because at that particular stage in life, I didn't have the maturity to see the effects of my behavior. Watch them now. Don't lose this. Watch this. How it was going to affect me in the future if I continued it. I didn't see how my actions were reflecting on my family. I couldn't see how what I was doing was affecting my daddy's reputation. And I sure didn't think when I was doing whatever I was doing that it was affecting my church. Right here in the Bible. Let me put these glasses back on. Oh, by the way, Zion, I finally went to the doctor and got me some glasses. They should be ready. They should be ready this afternoon. Amen. I didn't want to spend no more than $10 because I've been going to Walmart and Long's and place getting glasses. But Marika said, you are talking about your eyes, aren't you? Amen. So we had to spend some money yesterday to get some glasses. So next week I should be able to see better. He said, so is as the house, as a thief is ashamed when he's found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. Why? The text is not saying that the thief is ashamed of being a thief. He only is shamed when he is discovered as a thief. Now all of a sudden, he's shamed. Now let me show you how this accusation fits the children of Israel. He said, so is the house of Israel ashamed. But who? The king. Wait, you started with the king? Yeah, the king that's on the throne right now. He ought to be ashamed of himself. Why? Because he knows he's teaching and leading people away from Torah. No, the king right now, in Jeremiah's day, the king is off. The king is wrong. The king is into idolatry. And the king is worshiping and leading the people into trouble. And he knows it. And he ought to be ashamed of himself. Can I just say it like I want to? You don't know the president of the United States passing these laws that are against Torah? He ought to be ashamed of himself. As the leaders go, so goes the country. And yet, there is no shame when he leads us into the violation of Torah. There is always an applause from the masses of people. There's only a few of us preachers left who's willing to stand against and speak truth to power and tell the president, you ought to be ashamed of yourself teaching against Torah. But not just the president, not just the king, the princes. The word prince represents those people in authority. A prince was anyone, in this case, who carried weight in the congregation of the Hebrew Israelites. Their position made them the princes of the people. They were not the king, but they carried weight. And when we, you Hebrews, look at our so-called leaders today, I'm talking about who have made themselves leaders. And I don't want to call no names. I don't want to make them. I don't want to put it out there like that. So I just make up a name like Farrakhan. He ought to know better. He ought to be ashamed of himself. Jesse. Messy Jesse. He ought to be ashamed of himself. What about our catfish hoghead cheese shop? He's a leader, but not leading the people back to Torah. Come to find out, he's an informant working against the Hebrews behind the scene. He ought to be, I'm through, what? Shamed of him. He calls himself a preacher and a pastor, and yet he is promoting the genocide of his own people. He's for the killing of unborn babies. He ought to be. Now, but hold on, man. No. See, he said he's a preacher. I'm not even going to talk about everybody that's doing it. I'm going to talk about these people who claim to be messengers of the Most High Yah. Claim to be called by the same Yahweh as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses. Telling people it's all right to murder their unborn children. He ought to be shamed of himself. Not only talking about their kings and their princes, what about the priests? Now we're talking about pastors. They ought to be, y'all should got it by now. I mean, that's my whole sentence. They ought to be. We live in a one-click society. You know what I mean by that? To do any research in today's day Zion, it's a one-click situation. A and for the leaders of the house of Israel, the children, the true descendants, to still act like they don't know Yahweh's name. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Call yourself a pastor and being called by the Most High, and yet you have not done kindergarten research where they take your finger and you can just click on the word Lord in any Bible program and it will say Yahweh, Yahweh. From that point on, you ought to be able to tell people, oh, wait a minute. Lord is just a title. His name is Yahweh. It's Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. I can see it right here. It's a what? One click. For not teaching the people the truth, you ought to be ashamed yourself. But I'm not through. There are 7 biblical feasts in the Holy Manuscript. All you got to do is open the Bible. You can't get through the second book without seeing all the 7 feasts. You claim to be a pastor and have not read the Bible? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're leading people and you don't know what Passover is. You don't know what unleavened bread means. You don't know what the feast of first fruit is. You don't know what Shavuot is. You don't know what the Feast of Trumpet even is. You never heard of the Feast of Tabernacle. You don't know anything about the Day of Atonement. And you really don't know nothing about Hanukkah or the Festival of Lights. You're telling me that you are a pastor and you are leading Yah's people and you don't know nothing about Yah's feast days that point to Yah's Messiah, Yahushua, HaMashiach. You ought to be a... Come on, somebody help me. What?
Ashamed
of yourself. Oh, but you know Christmas. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. You know Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But you don't know 5 tribes of the children of Israel. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You won't fellowship and worship according to the Torah, but you will worship according to pagan feasts and festivals. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. The Most High Yah said, don't even use the name of the pagans in your worship. And yet you all are about to have the biggest celebration of the year called Easter, who is a goddess. Easter is a star day. You know it. It's a one clicker. I told you, if you don't know what it is, open up your computer, click on the word Easter, and it'll tell you from the goddess Astarte, pagan. And yet you still push Easter. Watch this. On the congregation of Yah's people, you ought to be. I wish somebody would talk back. What?
Ashamed.
Y'all be ashamed of yourself. You leading y'all's people. And you won't do kindergarten research. To know that the people are practicing idolatry. It's a sad case. Hold on. Talking about the preachers. Oh, you don't want to celebrate none of Yah's days, but you're going to have that anniversary. Or you're going to raise that money. Or you sit in a high seat and make people bring you stuff. But you won't give the Most High his honor and his praise. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I've been telling folk in this city for years now, several years now, that our Messiah's name is Yahushua or Yahushua. I've been telling people that. Now the question is it true or is it false? Is his name Yahushua or not? And all of these pastors and all these preachers know that what I'm saying is the truth, but they won't teach their people the true name of their own Savior, of their own Messiah. That's a you ought to be. Oh, it's one thing for the heathen not to teach you. Amen. I don't expect that heathen Gentile to teach you nothing. It's one thing for you to be misled by the enemy, but it's quite another thing when you are a Hebrew and won't even teach your congregation the name of their own Messiah. You ought to be, talk back to me, shame yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm telling you, you ought to quit. It's so bad. Matter of fact, you are afraid to even tell the people who they are. Now, I didn't expect the slave master to tell me who I was, because he was trying to keep that a secret. I don't expect the plantation owner to tell me my name and tell me my people. No, his job was to erase it. The Most High allowed him to do that. But now that we're free, watch this, and we can read for ourselves, it doesn't take much effort to open up the Bible and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. I mean, that's just simple. I mean, that's third grade research. I told you, it's a one clicker. All you got to do is type in, who are the biblical Israelites? And then hit enter. And you're going to see them. It's those of us who have been scattered through the slave trade, just like Deuteronomy 28 said. But watch this. You won't teach it because it's unpopular. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Talking about, it's okay to have a Christmas tree if you want it. Y'all be ashamed of yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with colored eggs. Y'all be ashamed of yourself. It ain't nothing wrong with painting your kids' faces and letting them go out for trick-or-treat. Y'all be ashamed of yourself. Now, that's my whole sermon, so let me close it with this. Not only are your priests and your pastors messed up, but now you also got false prophets. The prophets are telling you what you want to hear instead of what thus saith Yahweh. Every one of these so-called prophets that have gone out to preach to our people today, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Y'all didn't send them, they just went. One of my friends said they couldn't give you 5 Powerball numbers if you put blue steel to their temple. In other words, they can't predict nothing. They can't see anything. They can't hear anything. They can't warn the people of nothing. But they call themselves prophets. The prophets in the Bible had no problem letting the folk know, hey, this is getting ready to come down. Y'all better get ready. Oh, no, these prophets today are only saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. They're saying everything's going to be all right when everything is not all right. They're saying, oh, just keep doing what you're doing, you're fine, when really you're not fine. I'm not going to be able to finish this message today, but I want to share something with you. The results of these men who have been chosen to be the leaders of the people will be seen in next week's sermon. Because I will show you the condition of the people as a result of the leadership going against Yahweh and Torah. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. And one of the lines in here will actually say that as a nation, the results of your sin can be seen in the blood that's in your skirt. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that next week. I'm going to end with this. He said, all right, y'all out here with your own little gods running around here talking about you can do whatever you want. He said, but what are you going to do in the time of trouble? Oh, yeah, I see how big your church is. You're doing cool right now. You got members and folk coming and singing praises to you and all that. And you telling them, oh, it's all right to have this Easter and Christmas and Mother's Day and blah, blah, blah. You keep telling them you don't need to know the Bible. You don't need to know Torah. You don't need to know Yahweh. You don't need to know Yahushua. You don't need to keep none of his commandments. You don't need to remember the Shabbat. You don't need to keep him first. I hear you keep saying everything that they said, everything Pastor Davis is saying, y'all don't need to do none of that. The Shabbat don't mean nothing. You can have any God before him. You can celebrate what you want, eat what you want, wear what you want, forget what you want. I hear you saying it now, but according to the manuscript, there is a day of trouble coming. I look out over the congregation today, there's some empty seats. But watch what happened. When the trouble day comes. Yeah. And they call on the God of Christmas and he don't show up. And they call on the God of Easter. And Easter can't help them. Yeah, then what? Then what? Oh, I hear you. You're going to try to call on him at that day, in that hour. He said, oh, you can forget it, baby. It's too late. You know what? What we were teaching in our church was wrong. Let's hurry up and get over to Bible fellowship. Where they meeting at? What time they service is? In the time of trouble. They're going to say things like this. I only know one pastor in this whole town that was actually preaching this. Where is he? I think he's in the community center. In the day of trouble. Watch this. It'll be too late, baby. No. That's not the time to call on him. He said that when you're supposed to call on him is when I'm through. The day you what? Hear my voice. Because in the day of calamity, what the Most High is going to say back to you, because he know you're not coming because you love him. He's going to know that you're not coming because you want to follow Torah. He knows you're not coming because you want to be righteous. He knows the only reason that you're coming now is because of the trouble. Yes, yes. And he's not going to accept you for that. He's going to tell you in that day, call on the gods that you all been serving. Let them rise up and help you. Ain't gonna be no help. I told the lady not too long ago, I said, she kept talking about, I don't care what you say, Reverend. I'm gonna keep calling Jesus as long as I wanna call him Jesus. And I'm gonna keep calling God, Lord, as long as I wanna call him Lord. I said, that's fine. You do whatever makes you happy. I ain't mad at you. But in that day of trouble, when just try to remember, if you just log this in the back of your mind, just think, don't just say, when you see him, that's the time. When he comes back in the judgment, when he comes back on that day of trouble, when he comes back on that day, try to remember what this preacher said. Just try to remember not to call him out of his name. On that day, just try to remember. Oh, wait, maybe, don't call him that right now. Try to remember not to call him Baal. Try to remember on that day, don't call him Easter. And please don't insult him by saying he rose up on Easter Sunday morning. Please don't do that. Because it's going to be all bad. You better call on him now. Ain't but one name given unto heaven whereby men must be saved. It's the name Yahushua. It means Yah salvation. And when we look at Calvary, when we look at the cross, you see Yahweh doing all Yahweh can do to save you. And when you see the resurrection, you see his grace. And when you see the return, you're going to see his judgment. And if you call on the wrong name, oh, please don't be under a tree eating a ham sandwich. Oh, y'all laughing? Isaiah chapter 66. Do we need to get that in the mat? Yes, I'm only 35 minutes in. Can I read that before I shut it down? Give me a second. I still got these $10 glasses. I won't have my other ones until next week. I'm gonna give me a second, though. I'm gonna show it to you. Isaiah chapter 66. Every church, every Bible student who is worth 2 cents knows that this passage is future, it's prophetic, and it's about the Hamashiach, Yahushua, who people still call Jesus. Everybody knows this is a messianic passage about Yeshua and when he returns to planet Earth. Verse 15, for behold, Yahuwah will come with fire. I'm talking about Isaiah 66:15. And with chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with what? Fury. And his rebuke with flames of fire. It's in the Bible. Verse 16, Isaiah 66, verse 16. And by fire and by his sword, that's his word, y'all, will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. What? You mean to tell me that Yahushua HaMashiach is actually going to kill people when he comes back, according to Isaiah? And I do believe all of you believe that Isaiah is a prophet, right? I mean, y'all don't think he's just a Hebrew just writing some. Most of us have already accepted his book as true. I heard you say he was wounded for our, and he was bruised for our. We all love that one. And the chastisement of our peace was upon, and by his stripes we are healed. We all want to quote that verse. That's Isaiah. They that wait upon Yah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings, eagles like eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We all like to quote that Isaiah. How about this one? His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. We all like to quote that Isaiah. Okay, I got another one. His name shall be called Emmanuel. We all like to quote that. The Spirit of Yah is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. We ought to give sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are captive. Oh, we all like that Isaiah. Oh, well, I'm talking about the same one. Same Isaiah. I ain't going nowhere. Same book. Same prophecy. He gonna kill people when he get here. That's the same book, y'all. As a matter of fact, it ends like this. And they that sanctify themselves, that word means set themselves apart. That means those Hebrews who decide I ain't keeping Torah and purify themselves in the gardens. That means decide they want to go through some other kind of religion outside the camp. Behind one tree in the midst. Are y'all still in the Bible with me? Uh-huh. Eating.
It's in there.
What?
Swine.
What is a swine? A pig. Wait a minute. Y'all can't take the first part of Isaiah and love it and then come to the last verse and that last part of Isaiah and say, oh yeah, but no, not this. Hold on. Either he's Isaiah or he's not. Either he's a prophet or he's not, because you do know that if the prophet lies, the prophet has to be stoned by the people. So the prophet said, when Yahushua gets back here and begins to exercise judgment on the earth, it says, those that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith Yahuwah. Oh, go ahead. You think he's kidding? That's right. This is a joke, right? He's gonna come back and say, "No, man, come on, man. I was just joking. I ain't gonna kill nobody with no pig. I was just putting that out there just to see what you guys are gonna do." Ha ha, jokes on y'all. Where y'all? Right. I don't think so. You can err on the joking side if you want. But the record said, everybody who go off and eat a ham sandwich under the tree, in that day when he gets back here, he's going to kill you. That's the text. Where was I at? How did I get where we're talking about? Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was. Folk who won't tell the people this, and yet they know that this is written in the Bible.
Yes.
But steady in front of the people talking about, "Oh, I can't wait to have that Easter ham. Oh, Sister Bedbottom, I hope you got that big night ham. Every year we go over to the house and she make a big old honey glazed ham. And, oh, I hope y'all have some for the pastor. I got to give me some of that ham." What if you ought to be? You know that he's taking out everybody who's eating swine flesh when he comes back. I know somebody said, "Ooh, I'm glad he ain't back. I'm going to get rid of that swine." You better do it. Unless you think he's joking. If you think he's joking, then keep doing it. No. Listen, let me close. I guess I should stop saying I don't care, but I mean, I care, but I don't care enough to eat it with you. I mean, I hope you stop, but I don't hope you stop enough for me to start. I mean, I hope you turn around before it's too late, but your turn around ain't gonna stop me. I gotta keep it moving to the kingdom. And I'm not ashamed to speak to the president. He spoke to me. I'll speak to him. Oh, I respect the office of the president, but he's still Barack. And when we're on the phone, it's Barack and Marvin. And I can show him in the Bible, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Leading the Hebrews into sin, you know better. You know the Torah. Don't let our men sleep with other men. You already know that. You know the Torah does not have us worshiping idols. You know that. I wish I could tell all these false leaders, and these pastors and these preachers, these prophets, and guess what? These church mothers and these deacons, that it doesn't matter. Let every man be a liar and let Yah's word be true. Every head bowed and every eye closed. The day of trouble is coming. I must be the most unpopular preacher in the United States of America. I'm probably the most hated preacher in California right now. For one reason, I'm telling you that the day of judgment is coming. The day of Yahushua is the day of judgment. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself, acting like you don't have no home training. Amen. Acting like you don't have a Torah. Acting like you don't have a Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I pray that in these last days, with the same spirit of Jeremiah,
yes,
that we would admit our shame now and turn from our wicked ways and follow after you and you alone. Everything is for your honor and for your glory. In the precious name of Yahushua Ahamasiah, who died in our place and rose again, we pray. Amen. Shalom, shalom.